When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I don't even know what the fuck that
word
means.
What was that sound effect?
Proprietary.
Proprietary.
Bro, there's a word I cannot say for shit. Like, I forgot what it was, but now that reminded me of that, I was like,
quantitatively?
No, evaluate. That's what I couldn't say before. Bro, I was having like the worst brain forever. It was like insane.
Specific, I have to really focus on.
Specifically?
Specific.
Oh, specific.
Specific. yep. Oh, dude, I 10 ways from Sunday, man. 10 ways from Sunday.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin.
You're listening to BTW.
I'm Wildcat Dad 17.
You're listening to BTW.
Good luck and get good.
You're listening to BTW.
I am Dino.
Good luck and get good.
You're listening to BTW. And we're going to drop some PvP knowledge.
I'm AstroZombie954.
And we're going to drop some PvP knowledge. You're listening to BTW.
Good luck and get good.
You're listening to BTW, and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge on all you suckers!
One thing I would say, like, if you say a word wrong, and then you tell me to say it correctly, I can't say it correctly. I'll say however you said it.
Oh, no. You, what's real fun is I have to go home for a while. And this is one of the reasons I was kind of glad we didn't have a couple shows there when I went home for a while.
Uh-huh.
My country, I don't hide it as much as I used to, but it's still not as prominent as it can be.
Oh, my.
Like, I can start breaking out, like, warsh.
What? What does that mean?
Like, wash, but it's wash.
Yeah. Warsh.
Dude, I was like, wait, is that a word?
And I literally caught myself doing it yesterday. And my wife's like, what did you know? I'm like, I know, I'm aware.
Wait, how long does it take to slip back?
When I go back, it's almost instantaneously.
Instantaneous?
Yeah.
That's funny. Is it like a switch? Like, you have to like think about him like, okay, I need to switch before I speak?
Yeah. Yep.
Gosh.
Do you do any of that?
Me?
Yeah.
No, it's funny. Sometimes I do, like, I have to think about, like, switching Spanish, you know, to English, but I've been caught, like, doing other accents in, like, Spanish, like, Colombian accent, for example. Mm-hmm. Like, my family, for some reason, I noticed they're very good at mimicking accents from different countries. Like if anybody has, any listeners are Spanish, like, ¿qué más parce? Like, that's a Colombian accent versus, like, hola. This is just, like my normal, like, way of speaking. So, like, I don't know, but I can't really do, like, a Mexican accent, even though it should be easy. But, yeah, I kind of have to, like, think about it.
Wait, what's a Mexican accent?
I don't know.
Oh, we're getting canceled.
I'm confused, man. I don't...
Hola, güey. There you go. I could say it because I'm Spanish, so I'm good.
I mean, I was just curious.
You know, no, like, yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm not good at it, but anyways.
No, my favorite one's always like there's some Spanish like slang phrases that you just do not translate. Like, under no circumstance you translate because they're just dumb when you translate them. There's one like something about potato or something, and I'm like, I've listened to one of my Spanish friends in college try to explain. It's like, there's no way to translate that. I don't know how to explain it. Because I like, he wouldn't tell me what it meant. And I like, just Google translated it. And he's like, I'm like, what the, does this have to do with what you were saying? He's like, I can't explain to you. It's just slang. I'm like, okay then, if you say so.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like direct, like translate, because potato could be like.
Oh, it does directly translate to potato, but it has nothing to do with potato, which is what they're meaning.
Well, it's funny because potato is like papa, and then like father could be like papa.
Yeah, I do not remember what it was, but I'm sitting here going like, huh?
I'm like, Spanish is confusing, so.
Okay, yeah. Let's not even get there, because English, red. Those are three different words with three different meanings.
There's definitely a lot of words like that. I noticed that too. I was just like, what?
Oh, but the problem is red and red is spelled the exact same way. It's just about what tense you want to put it in. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, red and read.
Yeah, that read. That's what it is.
And that's the reason I said it that way on purpose, just so people could catch up with what I was trying to say.
I was like, wait.
They're the exact same word.
just
spelled differently. Or no and no. K-N-O-W versus N-O. Yeah. Now that K and W could just be silent. Come on, it's fine.
It just chooses to be whenever. I don't know. That's why
I've been helping my daughter learn to read and stuff, and I'm like constantly, I'm like, it's just a rule breaker, okay? The word is a rule breaker. Just, this is how it's said. I don't know. Because like, you can't, there's just words in the English language you cannot sound out.
This is the BTW Literacy Podcast. Welcome in, everybody. Well,
they didn't Brand give a week. Shit to talk about this week, as far as PvP goes.
Not, since Astra's not here, we got to go off on a tangent somewhere.
Exactly.
I can tangent into the VGC if you want. Talk about it quickly.
Yeah, let's start there then. That sounds good, man.
Okay. News-wise, Blaziken's coming back next weekend. Maybe don't forget like I did this weekend.
I was going to say, wasn't it this weekend? I'm like, I forgot for sure.
Straight up forgot.
I was like, wait, no one sent me in or like asked for a raise. They're just like all about barbecues. I'm like, I don't know. So
but the barbecues are nice because you can get really good items. Like I built my team this time for this next tournament starting on Wednesday. I had $4 million because of doing so many barbecues and item printers.
Jesus.
So I just bought everything I needed to build the team, and holy hell, it took forever today.
How much time investment was it?
I didn't have to catch anything. I already had everything I needed caught and or traded.
Okay.
So it was just leveling up, EV training, moves, which is what took me forever. Because I wanted to run fake out on a couple mons, and just so happened they're egg moves. And then I had to go through the absolutely awful process of figuring out which egg group they were in, so I could figure out which Pokemon could read to them to give them the egg move.
What?
Yeah.
More shit added to this complex game. Like, what? Yeah.
So holy I shit. Did that today, and I took my team to the ladder just to kind of see if it was going to work for the monthly turning. Just a simple 5-0.
Is that like is this
four ranks?
Is it kind of like Pogo, where like you gain more the more of a streak, a higher streak you have?
Yeah.
Okay. That's dope. I didn't know that.
So I'm already up to, I think I either just hit Great Ball rank, or I'm one win away from Great Ball rank, and I was all the way down at rank one.
Damn.
And I just went, shot through the ranks.
There you go.
But I was testing out the team because I was so inspired by the Portland Regional. I wanted to run Raging Bolt. So I wanted to test it out.
Oh, okay. Wait, Raging Bolt is the, like, Brontosaurus.
The giraffe.
Giraffe.
The giraffe. Raikou. Giraffe.
Okay.
Raikou.
Yep.
Giraffiku. We're going to call it Giraffiku.
Giraffiku. Okay.
Giraffiku's really fun. And holy hell, that thing is bulky.
Is it really?
I was going to say, it looks like it'd be, like, clumsy. Like, I feel like, that's why I feel like the bulk is there.
Yeah, it was good.
What is Raging Bolt's typage?
Yeah, I was gonna ask.
Dragon Electric. So it's got a really good typing as well.
So it's like what is that? Zekrom.
Zekrom.
Yeah.
And Maridon.
Oh wait, holy shit, I didn't realize that. Huh.
Really wait. Good and competitive.
Last time, I think last week, you didn't have that Pokemon.
I didn't. So I turned to Global Trade Services, the GTS.
Nice. He did say that.
And I got it for a shiny Gengar. Or no, was that one a shiny Gengar or a shiny Charmander?
I think it probably has to be. I know you mentioned Gengar last time, so it had to be the Charmander.
I guess shiny, maybe shiny Charmander. I also traded a shiny Meowth for the historic Entei.
What?
I don't remember what the name of it is.
The big looking, like, it looks like a...
The one that looks just absolutely insanely cool.
Yeah.
But I haven't even put it into my game yet. It's still sitting in home.
Okay.
Because I had too many other things to do. Like, I had to build my Incineroar from level 1.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. So I used a lot of resources on this team. But team's good. I'm looking forward to it. Also, finish the epilogue. I'm assuming, Dino, you have not touched the epilogue.
Touch what?
Yeah. I won't give any story spoilers away, but it made me happy.
Oh, okay.
Better. You know those friends that you just kind of ditched to go to Kitakami and the Blueberry Academy? You acknowledge they exist again.
Okay.
And they're part of the story.
I know you weren't too happy with the last story, like the previous one. I wasn't happy
with the Kitakami story.
Yes, that's the
Blueberry Academy was decent. It was pretty good. The epilogue really wrapped up the overall DLC really well, and I think it put a really good bow on it. And we got a new mythical typing that I don't think we've had before.
Good.
Poison. What was this stupid thing? Was it Poison Ghost?
Poison Ghost. A mythical typing. Okay.
Mythical typing.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I'm like, that. Gengar? Like, I would call him like a pseudo legend, I guess.
What was the stupid thing's type? It was cute.
Cute?
No, it's like, no, it's like Pokemon. Pinkish, right? Is this the thing that I was seeing on Twitter all day today?
Yeah, it's a new mythical Pokemon.
New mythical Pokemon.
I can't find its freaking name.
Oh, is it this Pecharun? Pecharun? Yeah. Pecharun?
There you go. Thank you, Dina.
Pecharun?
Oh, I've seen this. Huh? Yeah. Pecharun?
Sure.
Pecharun. Yeah, I don't know, bro, but looks interesting.
It's cute.
Pecharun. Huh.
Find the freaking name. Or spell the freaking name, I should say.
Pecharunt.
There we go. Thank you, Bulbapedia. Yeah, Poison Ghost.
This
and it is just so flipping cute.
Interesting.
It's cute. Matthew, I know you aren't Googling to see it because you're yelling or you're taking notes for my keyboard sounds. But you gotta see how it opens up, because that's not it. That's its little mask it wears.
What the
There you go.
Is it like what? Okay, I'm trying to.
It's cute.
So like, does it go in within, like it closes up?
Yeah, it closes up. And then when it opens, it's that cute little thing on the inside.
How does it look like when it's closed?
Just search his name and you'll find it. But overall, like I said, good little thing. Not much going on in the VGC world. We're starting our tourney on Wednesday. Some idiot didn't hit open registration, so no one was able to register until today. I don't know what idiot did that.
We'll never know, you know.
No, we'll never know. It's impossible to find out. But other than that, Dino, anything going on in the TCG? Or actually, let me ask Matthew. Matthew, anything going on in the TCG world?
We're just preparing for Charlotte. No big deal.
Who? Oh, yeah. It's this weekend.
It is this weekend.
Shit. Dude, that shit like, flew by. If you're talking about if I'm ready for my tournament, that's a negative.
Your tournament.
That's a negative. But... I mean, hey, we're there to have fun, right? Mm-hmm. We're not there to win at all.
No pressure or anything.
I'm actually excited to see how you guys do. So
yeah, we've been playtesting a lot. I know, like I've been definitely like getting my reps in live at League. I've been going at least like 3 nights a week for the past like month. So I've been really like getting it in there.
You know what's awesome?
Yeah.
That that'd be kind of cool if you can actually do, like, you know how we were always talking about, we're talking about TCG, but just real quick, like with Pogo, like practice, because you mentioned practice, and you can practice on TCG live. you can't practice for a regional on Pogo. Like, you could, but like, there's no like section. Like, I mean, you could have friends, I guess, but
VGC is the same way. You got the ladder, so you can practice on the ladder.
I guess I meant like, it would be dope if you like, you just be like, okay, these are my six Pokemon, just like random like section of practice, you know? That'd be dope. But anyways, I know that, yeah, I've definitely seen you. I know Asher does it on his own time, or with him, you practicing a lot. So I expect you guys to do very well.
I hope. I'm excited. Like, this will be like the first, I don't know, like team situation with, definitely with the cards for sure.
Yeah, because you guys are both running the same deck, right?
Yeah, we're both running like the same core. I think our total difference will probably be like one or two cards between like him and I, but the deck itself is pretty much going to be the same with our like little tweaks and stuff. So I look forward to like play testing. I don't know how much I can talk about like what our individual stuff is, just because this is coming out before, and I'll find out before Knoxville whether or not he minds us talking about like the process, I guess.
Right. No, I think it's good to leave it as a mystery. I mean, like,
yeah, like we already announced we're running Charizard, but it's like, what's in the Charizard? That's like stuff that him and I have been working on.
Yeah, like all I gotta say is that you've obviously, we're not naming anything out, but there's some like very interesting cards out there. That's all I gotta say. That Matthew has been finding. I'm like, what the fuck? What, like, he's really spending a lot of time in these like different random ass cards out there.
I'm trying like, to like insane. Think outside the box. Playtesting has been sort of like hit or miss. I am happy to say though that like with the core deck build, I have never like been on a losing record. I've always managed to like either tie like, you know, two wins, two losses, or I like have a positive record. I've done like 3-1, 4-0, 3-1, and then 2-2s in the past like week and a half of like pretty much this deck. So it's been like a very interesting like process and in conversation about like, what if like we add this card or take this card out, and like sort of like the long-term ramifications of that choice, I think is very unique to my experience with this game versus like when we were preparing for like my first regional, like Orlando, when it was your Pogo team of six, and like you're kind of set in your ways because like you have your own individual IV spread and stuff, but we're still like in the Airbnb sort of like talking strategy and like, hey, what do I do during, you know, this matchup? It's very much like the same process for like us with TCG.
Yeah, I can see that. I definitely, yeah, I don't know. Like, you guys have been like definitely luring me into TCG a little bit more, but I guess I'll see how you guys do it.
Lure in TCG, my man Swip last month's tournament, y'all. Just casually sweeping it. You know, I seem to remember he actually said the reason he started playing is he couldn't let Astro win. And 3 months after he started, 3 or 4 months after he started actually like doing TCG tourneys for the Discord, he's already sweeping them.
Yeah, I'll let them. They also have been running like more fun decks. I was gonna call them out and be like, "Yo, use your actual try hard decks, see how that goes." So
I see here, Matthew, Azul streamed a money match. What the crap's this?
This was something that I thought was the most like entertaining thing that I've seen in the TCG sphere in a long time. But essentially what happened was like there's something on Twitter between two individuals. There is Jake Gearhart, who is running like Gardevoir EX, versus Isaiah Brenner, who's a Giratina player. And there was a comment that Jake had made about like the Gardy matchup in particular, where he was giving like, you know, well, with these certain cards, like we'll go, you know, 75-25 or some statistic like that. And then like Isaiah pops in and he goes like, you know, essentially like put your money where your mouth is, like $100, you know, and I'll play Tina versus like, your Guardi, and I bet you, like, I'll go, like, 50-50. And then, like, Azul sees that and, like, tags on, and he goes, like, well, I'll put up, you know, the money if, like, you guys allow me to stream this on my channel. And within, like, a few days, this whole thing is, like, completely organized. And it was on this past Sunday on Azul's channel, and it went, like, 2.5 hours.
Because it was best of nine.
It was best of nine. It was the greatest thing ever. Like, Azul is so, like, it just shows how he thinks. Like, he was talking through, like, what both players needed to do at such a high level, but he was able to, like, explain it so that, like, people who aren't necessarily, like, familiar with the decks could, like, understand, like, how big a deal, like, certain plays are. So it was wildly entertaining to watch this whole thing. And, you know, shout out Isaiah Bradner did take it. He came back with reverse sweep. He was down 0-3 to Jay Gearhart's Gardevoir and came back to win five straight. It was just absolutely insane to see, but I thought it was thoroughly entertaining. And, like, I need more of this type of content, because that was, like, absolutely genius to do.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually want to bring something up, because, like, you and correct me if I'm wrong, but you have never said this about a regional commentator.
No.
What does that tell you? they're not entertaining versus he is. Like, maybe he should be one of the commentators for TCG, because I told you guys, like, dude, like, this is, like, the way they talk is, like, very monotone.
Yeah. I think that is why Homeslice Henry was such a breath fresh air.
Yeah.
Because, like, it brought that energy that, like, we all admire about his streams and YouTube videos onto, like, the Pogo stream to make it wildly engaging.
Yeah, I think his voice is just, like, it's just something, like, where, like, you can hear, like, the excitement, and, like it's just, like, you can see the difference versus other people that, you know, talk about play by play.
And he's calling at Charlotte with DeFi as well.
That's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, DeFi's going to be there.
DeFi and Homeslice. That's going to be really cool. Okay, so I'm assuming you guys have not had a chance to listen to PKO Man's TCG-based podcast they did a couple of weeks ago. Like, it was their main podcast, but they were 100% like talking TCG stuff.
Okay.
I want you guys to react to these two news stories, because they're very intriguing news stories, but have very different results.
Okay.
So the first one, top 10 most expensive TCG cards, according to TCG Player.
Okay.
Number 10, Arceus V-Star.
Is it
it's the secret rare.
The gold? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The $52.
Yep. Is this based on 2023 only?
2023.
Okay. All right.
This is the most expensive cards of 2023. Number 9, Paldea Evolved Special Illustration Rare Magikarp.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice card.
$58.
It's a full art. It looks so cool.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to send this article to Dino, because he doesn't know what card I'm referring to. And I can see
I think it. I pulled that card. I'm just trying.
Wait, what? Hold on. No. we'll stop this pod. You go look.
Number 8, Charizard EX from Obsidian Flames, the special illustration rare.
At the silver one.
Yep, the silver one.
You pulled that one, Dino.
I think he pulled two of them, didn't he?
Right her.
Yep.
Okay. Iron Valiant from Paradox Rift. Specialist Illustration, 64.
Okay.
Giratina V-Star.
Oh.
Trainer Gallery Secret Rare. Uh-huh. We all know this one. The gold.
God damn.
$70.
I have a story. I'll let you finish up this list.
Go ahead.
No. Because is the other Giratina on this list?
I don't remember. I'm going through it blind as well again.
It's not.
Iona from Paldea. Okay. Well,
so
go ahead,
quick Matthew. Thing about the Giratina. So I'm at League this past week, I was at League on Thursday for a challenge. My first round, I'm playing against a Giratina player. His entire deck was these expensive ass cards. He had a 3/3 of the expensive gold Giratina V's, and the even more expensive. I believe I'm getting confused. The Giratina V, I believe, is the $200 one, and then the V Star is the Giratina like $80 or $90 one.
The gold one.
So he had 70, three 69-ish. Of each, and then he had the full arts. He had the rare, like, older set exclusives of, like, all the trainer cards and stuff. His entire deck was $1,500. Easy. And, like, he's just shuffling, like it's not even worth anything. That's like, wild. He's like, hey, you want to cut the deck? And I'm like, dude, I'm not fucking touching this thing at all.
He charges a quarter every touch.
He charges a quarter every time I try to cut it. No, but continue the list. Yep. I just like that card was insane. Yeah.
The Iona Paldea Evolved, the special illustration here, the one I have. This card was like $400 at one point. It's down to $86 now.
Yeah, much more reasonable.
Roaring Moon Paradox Rift, the special illustration rare, at $104. Charizard EX from the Mew boxes, special illustration rare, the one where it's Charizard flying over the sky.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, with the little cute belly.
Yeah, that
is
one,
that an EX or is card. That
yeah.
That's a different EX, though, right?
It's EX. A EX.
Yeah, yep. Okay. Then the Obsidian Flames
one. It's a different EX. It is not a playable EX.
No. It's really bad.
Pikachu with a gray felt hat.
Oh, is it the Van Gogh one?
The Van Gogh Pikachu that caused the museum to close. $161. What? And the least shocking news about the most expensive car, Paradise Resort promo card from the World Championships.
Yep. That's like $500 right now, right?
Seven.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, now, compare and contrast. Now, I have a list of the top 50 most searched cards in Japan. We're only going to go to the top 10 to talk about them here. So, at number 10, Squawkability EX, Giratina V-Star,
yep.
Curlia, Sableye, Spirit Tomb, Chin Pao, Radiant Greninja, Mew EX, Maridon EX, Gardevoir EX. What's the difference in these two lists?
One is all meta Pokemon for decks, and the other is expensive choices.
Yep.
So what's when I look at this is just the difference in how North America views Pokemon versus how Japan views Pokemon. Everything you looked at in the Japan list was what Matthew said. It's competitive based Pokemon. And it goes on to keep down. Like you keep going down. Cresselia, Gardevoir, Vulpix. That one's not that competitive.
Alolan Vulpix?
Yeah, Alolan Vulpix.
Yeah, okay.
V-Star.
Yeah.
Arceus, Lugia, Charizard. Like, it's all competitive Pokemon. Throughout the entire 50, every one of these, minus probably three, are competitive.
Yeah.
And guess what? Those three are probably actually competitive, but we just don't know how to use them.
That's actually very true.
Versus the North American list. It's mostly special illustration rares that no one's dare going to actually play for the most part, unless you know you're the crazy guy that Matthew ran into.
I don't know, because like this concept of blinging out a deck is like a problem. Like even I'm falling victim to it and like slowly blinging out my deck. So I kind of get it. I think like the Magikarp in that list though shows that like the collector items are. In our like economy considered like more valuable.
Yeah. And more sought after, more searched, more everything into it's just an interesting concept. And I know Steve was talking about on PKMM cast that literally you go to Japan, you can go almost any street in the entire country and find somewhere to go sit down and play TCG.
Yeah.
It's just that prevalent versus in North America, we have a lot of places, but there's entire dead zones where you can't find anything within 3 hours drive.
Dino, you haven't yet gone and played live yet for like, I mean, you went over to Astro's house, but like do you have any desire to at least like try it out? Cause I know that you play a lot on live.
Oh yeah. Yes, I do have a desire. I just don't have the desire to drive.
How far away is it?
That's the thing, because it's far. Like, we're talking about like 45 minutes to an hour. Like, that's...
What's the furthest you've gone for a date or driven for
a date?
Yes. or a friendly rendezvous.
Bro, that's tomorrow.
And how far is the drive?
And dear listener, if you would like to know more about this conversation, tune in to the bonus or the bonus episode this week.
Like, I can't, like, yeah, that was good. I was gonna talk about it later too. Damn it, Matthew. But anyways, let's just say it's about the same time as the story.
Okay, so you just have to really want it, I guess. Like,
okay. Yeah, okay. I mean, I definitely enjoy playing it on TCG Live. So,
because you have the physical deck built already, right?
Yeah, I'm just missing like one or two cards. That's about it. Like, that has the same build as the one that I'm running on TCG Live, and I'm pretty sure like the one that I'm missing, like maybe one I can probably find it in the store or something. I just need to get an Astro and see his schedule when he does go. It'd just be easier that way. And then, yeah, I mean, I am interested. So maybe I'll go with like one that's not too competitive or something. Yeah.
So not like just like a normal Ignite, not like a challenge or a cup.
Yeah. Unless if like Astro's just too good for those now, yeah, right. Then he just goes to,
he only does just regionals now,
one, which is fine too. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I definitely want to. I mean, I built the deck for a reason, so yeah.
I think that's really it for TCG. I guess just like blanket statement, like right now, like the next time you hear our podcast, it most likely is going to take place when we're in Charlotte, will be our recording. So any like results of the VGC, TCG and Go regional that will take place this coming weekend, we won't most likely know the winners at time of recording. So,
oh god, I just realized like who may be in those episodes. I'm like, oh god, that's gonna be interesting.
I can't wait to listen to them.
Oh god,
because I won't be there.
I would be in person. I'd be like,
should we just tell the people that we kind of came to that decision last week that anytime there's three or more of us in a room together, we're scrapping the weekly recording and doing it live in the hotel, because we know you guys love the New York City episode that much. So now our plan is, Matthew may shut us down if it doesn't work out well, but is to record live when there's three or more of us together. Because it's just fun.
Yeah. I think it's a lot like lot easier this time. Like New York, I was stressing just because it's like Go Fest, you know. But like regional, I kind of like know what to expect just because of like Orlando. And I had brought my microphone to Orlando, but as like the first regional, we were all just like, "Yo, we're not doing this tonight, guys."
Yeah, but I think that this is a good idea. I mean, we'll see. Hopefully we deliver.
Speaking of ideas, Matthew, do you want to tell the people what may also be happening come February? Or do you want to save that for next week's show, and you guys can tell them then?
Oh no! Like it's official. Like I finally.
Well, no, but I'm saying, do you want to announce it and tell the people now, or make them wait for another week?
Yeah. So we are most likely. I'm trying to give myself an out here. Most likely, probably. Going to stream our weekly recording podcast live on Twitch and YouTube simultaneously. So we've been working on getting that set up for the entire month of February. So if you would like to see those, we will have an announcement tweet once things are finalized. But it'll be the second week onward to the end of the month in February. So I believe that's going to be 3 weeks. First week, we have Knoxville.
Yeah.
So we most likely are going to be recording another like Airbnb episode for that regional as well. So, yo, that's crazy. That's only 3 weeks away. Oxville?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Yeah, dude.
Yo, this
year pretty much back to back.
This year's flying already. Holy shit.
Well, here's the thing. We actually, the next 3 weeks, we have three regionals to cover. Charlotte, Liverpool, Knoxville.
Oh my gosh.
And Liverpool's up already over 100 plus competitors.
Yeah.
And may hit cap.
Yeah.
Charlotte, Dino, if you can double check, but it was over 100 as well now.
Was it just really? So you know. Okay.
Yeah. Last time I checked, it was like 90 plus. So I believe it could be 100 now.
Yeah, I was listening to DeFi and Fish over at PvP Corner, and they were saying it was over 100 plus. And Knoxville's starting to creep up.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, dude, stuff's coming. Just nothing this week.
108.
Awesome.
108.
Yeah.
So 20 more people, you get more points.
Where are them people at, bro?
20 more people,
y'all. Come on.
Let's 20 go.
More people. Just show up.
I think it's actually might be more than last year's Charlotte, so that's kind of good.
That's about the size. No, it's a little smaller than Fort Wayne was last year.
Oh, okay.
Fort Wayne was 119 when I got top 32.
Oh, yeah. So I definitely think, yeah, that's nice.
Because I was like, holy crap, there's a lot of people here. And then I was,
bring it on.
We'll see. I hope Knoxville gets up there too, because it's just more fun with more people.
Yeah. Oh.
Dino. So Battle Frontier is coming. Starts this coming week. I learned on
co-captain, co-manager.
Who?
Actually, he's not officially.
You got demoted after being promoted.
They damn. Wouldn't let me because you can't have two player captains.
Oh, what the hell?
Dang it! I'll just have to deal with the actual work while I'm gone.
Damn.
Just have them log into your account.
Tell the people our secrets. But we noticed on Saturday's stream there was an issue with your account because you were still running Ice Beam on Azumarill.
Oh,
for
right.
For some reason. And the good news is on Sunday there was this wonderful event that guaranteed a charge TM every single raid. Mm-hmm. That Dino assured me he was going to go play because we need him to have TMs to do Battle Frontier. Dino, how many raids did you do yesterday?
Wait, I was like, yeah, that was yesterday.
I know you did a few because I invited you and you showed up.
Honestly, I don't remember how many. I say I definitely did more than 25.
So you have 25 charge TMs because you didn't go waste them before Battle Frontier starts.
I did use them for my regional team. So I'm at 17. So it's only 8. It's not my fault. I don't even know. I was a little disappointed because I thought it was going to be more TMs per raid.
I got 2 and 3 for some raids.
I got some 2. I don't think I got 3, but most of them were 1. I'm like, this is very discouraging. I'm going to go home. So I just started doing remote raids at that point.
This is discouraging. I'm just going to go spend more money.
I don't care. I mean, promotion. I'm like, I don't care. We're balling out here, y'all.
Okay. Did you get the shiny?
No.
Did you? I did get it.
I got one, and I promised to trade it to my daughter.
Bro, I mean, it's not that crazy looking. So
I got it in home already. I don't care.
Yeah.
This is not a useful Pokemon. As far as competitive, we kind of covered this last week. Hisuian Typhlosion, even with a move change, isn't going to be competitive. It's just a worse version of Skeledirge.
Is it better, maybe? I mean, I doubt people are going to run in Master League, so never mind.
No, it's even worse.
That's bad.
Yeah. But the Knockout Cup is upon us and has started. How's it going?
It's going as well as it should go when I built a team very late. So
wait, what do you mean you built a team very late? You got warned hours beforehand.
Oh yeah, I mean,
I gave you a warning on the show that teams were going to do.
Oh, he did. Oh, 100%. Now did I do it
multiple times the day of?
Yes, you did. It's still last minute. I think I did it the last 30 minutes before.
Let me paint the picture here for you to tell you how bad Dino was at this. Mm-hmm. Astro was registered before
Dino. Oh yeah, he was. I was very impressed, Astro. Good job. I mean, you can tell how bad it was last week too with the show. So, hold up.
So I'm looking at your team here and I understand like your normal theme. When did Ash have a Don fan?
Because
he had Fanfy, right?
Yes, yeah, and Fanfy. Evolved.
When did it evolve?
Near the end of the series. End of that season.
Oh, okay, okay.
You're trying to be slick over here.
So
catch a ride dirty there.
Daniel, what is your team? What did you lock in? We all knew what you were going to do.
Hold up. Yeah.
Go with the Sirfetch'd.
Of course, which I did say I was going to do in the show. I did not do what I was going to. I was going to use the Galvantula, but then I'm just like, nah. My team is Sirfetch, Muk, Donphan, Greninja, Gengar, Lapras. Gengar's, I mean, if you're not running a normal type, like, it's pretty good. But outside of that, not so good.
I have something that Gengar doesn't like seeing on my team. Few things that Gengar doesn't like seeing. So I'm running Sirfetch'd. Rainy cast form. Huge shout out to Lyle for that pick. That was our last second practice, and I'm like, this is just too good to leave off my team. Raichu, Whiscash, Galissapod, and Golurk. I did actually run the Golurk. That thing just straight up farms down a Haunter.
Oh, 100%.
Like, Haunter doesn't even get to the Shadow Punch. It's fun. Real fun. I did suffer my first loss today, though. Bunny Man got me 3-0'd me after me 3-0'ing their last two opponents. All three were close games, but he just had the team alignment on me that he needed. Overall, I think this is a fun meta. I look forward to seeing what comes out from Devin for next month. But we can't talk about that this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this looks very...
Soon. Maybe you guys can talk about it when you're all, you know, touching cheeks.
Huh? Yeah, that talking about a new meta completely inebriated is going to be a wild ride, listeners.
I look forward to it. Oh God, this got announced. Was this just last week this came out?
I think so.
Do we have to talk about it? Does it have to be real?
No.
I mean, it didn't get the move that it should have gotten.
The good news is the worst case scenario didn't happen.
That would have been the best case scenario.
Huh?
They didn't give Chansey a new move.
Yeah, that's definitely...
That was the best case. That was worst case scenario, them giving Chansey a new move. Yeah, Chansey Community Day on February 4th. God help us all.
Oh, that's Knoxville.
That's Knoxville.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. That's not... I won't even have to... Oh, no. I'll be driving home, most likely. 2 to 5. Yeah. I'll miss this entirely.
Oof.
RIP! Oh, well. Too bad I only have 3 shinies already. But I don't want them. I don't want to be that toxic person. But you know even more about that, though? This is during Evolution Cup, which they did clarify and officially updated the article that it will be the classic Evolution Cup and not what the article said originally.
Okay. Does that make it better or worse?
No, because it's still freaking Chansey. I don't want to see this in Evolution Cup.
What's the charge move that it gets? It is a charge.
Wild Blissey gets wild charge.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Guess what this does for Blissey?
Nothing.
Not a damn thing.
Wait, really?
Like, it picks up 3 wins.
Its attack is probably so low, right? That it doesn't.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's what's the bonus here? Oh, quarter hatch bonus. So even more reason not to care. Happini is in eggs.
Knocking it out of the park there, Niantic.
Speaking of knocking it out of the park, you know how everyone's really down on the gang?
Uh-huh.
Not me.
They're trying to build hype here. We're going to get Origin Form Dialga and Origin Form Palkia for Sinnoh. So obviously we're going to forget all about all the bad crap that's happening because this seems cool, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's new Pokemon.
Do these have, like, Master League relevance?
They're bulkier versions of the Pokemon.
Wait, so even it's a bulkier Dialga?
It's a bulkier Dialga.
Damn.
Now.
So is this going to be like the Mega system, almost?
Yes and no. So they're introducing attack effect or adventure effects.
Okay.
So the Dialga gets the effect called Roar of Time based on its move, Roar of Time, which is a new move for Dialga in the game. For 5,000 Stardust and 5 Dialga Candy, you can stop all timers in the game for 6 minutes. Which means your daily incense can run for 21 minutes. Or you can donate another 5,000 dust and 5 Dialga candy for 6 more minutes. And 6 more minutes, 6 more minutes, etc. All the way up to where you can extend all of your timers for 24 hours. You could run a 24-hour daily incense.
So would this only be really beneficial for, like, the Stardust timer? That's considered a timer?
That's considered a timer. It would stop the star piece. Yes. So for like a community day, if it was a triple Stardust community day,
mm-hmm.
you could throw 4 or 5 of these on and have a star piece the entire community day. Well, actually, about 20 of them on. But, you know, we're not. Who's counting?
Is this going to be stackable, I guess, is the question.
Up to 24 hours.
Oh, so you don't have to keep going in every 6 minutes.
They show a video where you actually can just say how long you want it to extend.
Yeah, well, I've seen a lot of that time period. How it should work from Niantic.
All we can say is how it should work anyway.
Yeah.
They're showing it working that way. Put it that way.
Okay.
What this is good for is daily incense and star pieces.
Is the daily incense even that valuable besides the Galarian birds?
The Galarian birds, if you're still searching for them, by being able to extend that, and you let's say you're going to go for a 2-hour grind session, I could run a 2-hour daily incense. How many more Galarian birds am I going to see potentially?
Mm.
over 2 hours than I would in 15 minutes. You're getting 8 times the benefit there.
I guess the 5,000 Stardust is... Do you think that's steep? I think it's a little steep,
but it's not awful. The candy is, in my opinion, is a little more steep than it probably should be. Because you got to think the only way to get Dialga candy is raiding. And a raid gives you 3 candy.
Yeah.
So for 6 minutes, you're having to do 2 raids unless you use berries and things. So for 6 minutes, it costs you $2.
I mean, I think it's a cool, ability, I guess. But I think the candy, more so the candy than the Stardust is the issue. It's legendary candy. It's not like you could grind it by walking. That's 20 kilometers.
Mm-hmm. Now, with that being said, you can raid into the Origin Form Dialga and Palkia at Sinnotaur in person in LA, but you will not get the move Roar of Time if you do that, which is what you have to activate the ability. Those will only be available to you for the global Go Fest. Now, I will probably still raid in and do some because I need more Dialga XL candy to finish my Dialga. Palkia has Spatial Rend. Do you guys remember a while back when Pokemon showed up further away from you and everyone thought it was a really cool thing and they're like, oh, no, it was a bug? I found out what the bug was. They were testing Spatial Rend. Spatial Rend literally adds that increased view distance for 5,000 Stardust and 5 Palkia candy.
For 10 minutes. I am actually okay with that. More so than the timer.
I'm okay with it for 10 minutes. I think both of them should be 10 minutes. They should be equal so you're not doing this weird one's longer than the other.
That's true.
End, it's not bad. This is interesting, and it makes me wonder what they can do with this kind of function in the future. We got the new moves that we can talk about and if they're going to actually help Dialga and Palkia. So Roar of Time is 150 base power, and via data mines, data mines subject to change, blah, 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 65 energy. So comparing that to Draco Meteor, exactly the same. The only difference, you don't get a self debuff. So this is nothing but a win, right, Dino?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, by the way, Roar of Time will not be available via Elite TM. So your existing Dialgas cannot learn it.
So you have to participate.
You have to participate. Same thing with Spatial Rend, which is going to be a 95 base move. What is it that Palkia currently learns?
Is it like Aqua Tail? And then
what's its dragon move?
Outrage. I forget what the actual
Draco as well.
Draco.
Okay. So Palkia gets access to Spatial Rend, which is 95 for 50 energy. So this gives Palkia a much better dragon move. So I do think Dialga, I don't see it really being that much of a difference. Palkia, I think, is where you probably are going to notice a decent improvement. Once again, though, guess what? You can't Elite TM it. I don't like that decision.
Smeargle can't learn it either.
And Smeargle cannot learn it either.
So, that's interesting.
So, they said, for the time being... So that could change in the future to where your old Dialgas and Palkias can learn it. We'll see. That's kind of cool. That was all the news this week, right, Matthew? They didn't announce anything else.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What?
I don't think they announced a single thing after that.
Yo, no, freaking...
What are we forgetting, Dania?
That's ape shit right there.
That's ape shit, dog.
Oh man,
that was a good transition. I like that. I know that you guys are excited about this, or at least I'm hoping that you guys are excited about this. Because
as long as they don't take a shit on it,
yeah. So this has the potential to drastically impact all three leagues,
okay,
like instantaneously game changing.
Who are we talking about?
Go ahead, Dino. Go ahead, buddy. This is you've been waiting for this time.
The debut of the Rage Monkey Pokemon in iLeap. I can't wait. I literally was talking about this too, like in December, was it November? Yeah. I'm like, I hope they put it out.
Yeah.
But they didn't take it out December, but they took it out January. So
I think this shiny kind of sucks, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I looked it up and it's very like it's almost as shitty as like the Gengar shiny.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Just so the listeners know, Matthew did have to bounce. He is having technology issues tonight. His computer is not being nice to him, so he had to bounce and take care of that. So Dino, I was going to wrap up. The good news is there's nothing going on this week. No. Bad news is now Matthew can't keep us on script, Dino.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Spawns for this event, buddy. What we got here? What are we looking at?
So, like, we're talking about, like, good ones. Okay, so wait. I see 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh my God, there's so many. I mean, you got 6. I mean, are you really gonna throw out the other two?
Yes, I'm throwing out the other two. They are not.
Yeah. So Mankey, Machop, Lickitung, Gligar, Sableye, Scraggy. Obviously, throw in Sock. I mean, if you want to use, what are they good for? For like the Fighting Cup? Some people use
throw this. Throw is good for the Fighting Cup.
Yeah, I guess if you want to do that, then sure.
More importantly, though, they are global, so they're not region locked right now. They're normally a regional. That's kind of cool. For Annihilate, the big news here, we don't know the moves yet. They have what is fairly obviously a placeholder. It just has duplicates of Primate's moves. I think it has to get Counter and or Shadow Claw. And as long as it gets one of those two moves, it's good, right?
Yeah. I think we saw the stats. I think this is slightly bulkier, or is it slightly higher attack? I think it's slightly, in Great League at least, it's slightly less attack and more bulk. You can correct me if I'm wrong. While you look that up, in order to evolve Primate to Annihilate, you have to defeat 5 to 30 ghost types in battle.
The only way to evolve this is doing battles. So you have to take your Primate and do battles. So what you're going to do, Dino, you're going to message me and say, I got a Primate I want to evolve. Put three ghost types in.
Wait, does it
10 CP?
Wait,
and that 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Oh, you is it? Do it 10 times over.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Is it really? I thought it was just counting per battle. It counts one only.
I hope it's
all three. I hope it's what you're telling me, because that's going to take forever. I thought it was, say, 30 ghosts or psychic.
Yeah, so Annihilate is significantly bulkier. It's still got a decent attack stat at 123, but its defense stat is at 106, and its HP is at 137 in Great League. So in Primate's overall score is 1599. Annihilate is 1805 in Great League.
Oh, wow.
Ultra League, 3892 versus 3394. Once again, just bulkier. And this thing, even at the Master League level, it caps at 3695 with over a 6,000 stat product. Compare that to something like Dragonite that has 7,800. So you're talking very viable in all three leagues as long as it gets the right moves. Specifically, it really needs Counter.
Yeah.
It needs Counter.
I mean, it's Primate, right? It has to get, like, you know, evolves. It has to get Counter. Right now, obviously, it has placeholders, right? Like, the same moveset as Primate. I mean, if it has... Oh, God. I don't know. This is actually... Seems like it could be very good.
I just realized something. You know what this means for Primeape?
What?
It's Evolution Cup eligible.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Vigoroth is useless now.
You don't think they would have caught that? Do you think they're going to ban it? Like, they're going to...
I don't... Why would they? It meets all the criteria.
Right. No, I agree. 100%. This is definitely, like, a middle form now. Oh, God. That's going to be fun.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Dude, I didn't even realize that. That's wild.
That is going to completely shake up the Evolution Cup.
Yeah, that's not even... I don't even remember... the Pokemon that are used in, outside of Vigoroth, I think it was like maybe there was a lot of Golbats, but then you have Ice Punch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, yeah, you're right. I didn't even think about that. Holy crap!
Let's see how it does against the Chansey. Primate v Chansey in the ones. Primate wins in the twos. You get
the boost. That'd be crazy.
Primate wins. No, this is Ice Punch close combat. No boost required.
No light slash. No night slash. Okay.
And in the zeros, it beats Chansey in all Shield scenarios.
Okay. That's amazing. I don't see why it wouldn't be available now that you're saying it.
That literally is a major shakeup.
Yeah. What the hell?
And if you're looking for raids during this event, 3 stars where you want to be raiding at.
Yeah.
For Primate, Gyarados, and Zweilous. Oh god, Zweilous is just going to get destroyed in Evolution Cup now. Pillow Swine?
It's gone.
My god. Did you see the Collection Challenge, Dina?
Collection Challenge. Complete the Raging Battles Collection challenges to receive 3 fast TMs and 3 charged TMs. Let's go.
And Stardust. Oh, yeah. This event starts, by the way, on February 19th, or not February, January this 19th. Week. This week starts Friday. Sheesh. Runs through Wednesday, but that's not all this week. Also starting on Friday, you get 10 battles a day, baby.
Holy shit. How many is that Friday? Is that like 5-6 days?
Starting at 10 a.m. to Wednesday at 8 p.m., you will get 10 battles a day.
Bro, that's 60.
60 and battles.
60, yeah, that's...
60 sets, sorry, yeah.
60 sets. Bro, that's a lot.
Additionally, you can pay for a $1 special research that will give you Stardust, Rare Candy, a Star Piece. That better have more than that.
That sounds pretty shit.
But all 3 leaks will be available. Great, Ultra, and Master.
Okay.
There's also a $2 paid research.
Oh, more money.
That gives you three rare candy, a Rocket Radar, Stardust, and 2 premium battle passes. Why does every single event have multiple paid tickets now?
It's a very good question, my friend. I think we all know the answer to that.
just give me a monthly subscription at this point.
Right?
I would be more likely to buy a monthly subscription than I would to be nickel and dimed.
I think I like that idea.
I'm spending less money because of this than I was before.
This goes back to what you were saying earlier about the whole, like, mindset of the game.
Yeah. Like, but right now we have Fantasy Cup. I know why Astro was too busy this week. It wasn't work. He was dodging his challenge, his rank 20 challenge.
Oh, I just realized that.
That's what it is. Oh, that's for what sure. It is. That's obviously what it has to be. Totally, he wouldn't actually, you know, be a busy human being or anything.
Oh, definitely not. I don't know anything about that.
But
I think you obviously, we'll talk about your team just because it was featured somewhere.
First off, where's your Elo? How you doing, buddy?
2672. Okay. I haven't done any sets today. So hopefully we finish early enough. I'll get some sets in. But yeah, I haven't gone negative since I told you that I haven't switched from my team, which is the team we actually talked about in the pod. Mm-hmm. Same core, just one Pokemon different from yours is, we know I discussed about Empoleon. So triple water, Empoleon, Azu, and Tapu Fini. So I definitely, I haven't gone negative since I switched to, you know, going back to it. If it's 3-2, 3-2, like constantly 3-2, I mean, I'll take that. Mm-hmm. I've been gradually like going up. So, and a couple 4-1s, 5-0s, but we were joking around a Pokemon. Well, specifically, I don't remember how it really went, but we definitely joked around, and
you guys were asking, well, what one Pokemon can break the Tapu Azu core,
right?
And I was looking through the list and in Fantasy Cup, and there was one that just jumped out to me because we dogged on this thing when it was first released, because it had Astonish. And it couldn't learn any other fast move other than Astonish. And down at rank number 37 is Shinotic.
Yes.
And if you guys remember last week listening, I built it live on the show.
He did.
Like, I dropped a 200,000 dust on the show instantaneously. So I was committed to having to use this thing. So I messaged our buddy Holmes Last Henry. He's like, hey, how would you like some Shinotic content for your YouTube channel? He's like, sure, if you make it work, I'll gladly take it. So I sit down on Friday, right as league change, and I'm like, you know what? Let's see what I can do here. So I start recording my battles. Set one goes through. I finish 5-0. I message him. I'm like, is this enough? Is this good enough for a content? He's like, I always want two sets so I can pick and choose battles. So I'm like, fine, I'll do another set. Another 5-0. I take Shinotic 10-0.
Hell yeah.
I'm also taking Shinotic to 27.95.
From what ELO?
25.13.
Almost 300 just points. Just shy
of 300 points.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive considering like there's so many Skarmory's and Registeels in this. Like,
what you'll learn if you watch that video for Home Slice, a Registeel lead is actually better for me than an Azu lead.
Oh, I believe that 100%, just because like the neutral damage with the water gun's amazing.
Yep.
Azu leads, just a ton of Azu leads.
Ton of Azu leads. I still don't mind them. So this team is ABA. It's a Tapu Fini lead with Shinotic and Azumarill. This team does not have a safe swap. Because we are ABA and our ABA is exactly the same typing in the front and back with a water fairy, there is literally no lead you can switch out of. So even bad leads, you have to stay in and do as much neutral damage as you can or resisted damage as you can. So for example, Magnezone lead, as long as you throw on good timing and you shield once, you take both their shields. Or you flip switch. Mm-hmm. A Registeel, if you shield twice and they only shield once, you flip switch. Or if you shield once and they don't shield, you flip switch. So any unbalanced shield scenario, you beat Registeel.
Mm-hmm.
For Azu, the ones and the twos, you can switch. You can flip. You have to land a Moonblast, but if you're playing out the ones and the twos, you shouldn't land a Moonblast. And more importantly, against Azu, you can actually come out with a Surf ready for whatever comes in.
Okay.
And then having Shinotic that can resist Registeels, it just walls every bit of Registeel. Unless you run into one of those random little flash cannon jerks.
It can happen.
You wall Registeel. Sure. Yeah, I faced one today.
But doesn't it also wall you? Like, you get walled by it? Like, the moves?
Yes, but the Astonish adds up a lot.
Like, that's crazy you're saying Astonish adds up. Like, that's actually coming out of your mouth.
against a Lucario, on just Astonish damage, you take it to the yellow.
Like before you get to your first move
in the two shield scenario.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I believe that. So yeah,
if they double shield on just Astonish damage, you take it to the yellow before, and then they can't get to a third move.
Okay, yeah, I believe unless if like they bait you, maybe.
If they're power up punch, yeah, it could be different, but most of them are running Blaze Kick.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Also, Shinotic takes a flamethrower from Turtonator.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe that if you told me.
It takes an Ice Beam.
From Azu?
From Azu. It takes a Moonblast from Tapu. Like, this thing is kind of thick. I jokingly said it on the show last week, and now I'm literally just trying to ride it. Until it stops working, I'm going to ride.
It's good.
It hasn't stopped yet. Like, I may have one random bad set. Like, today I went 1-4 to start the day, then I went 4-1, 3-2, 3-2, 4, or 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
So still up, you know, 30 points today.
Okay. I mean, that's good. I mean, it's positive is positive.
Yeah.
And the
1-4 was 100% the fact that I was playing before the sun was up and I was not reacting fast enough.
Don't play when there's no sun, though, I guess, and when you're half asleep.
But overall, everyone keeps yelling the Fantasy Cup is very RPS, and I haven't seen that because of the fact that I'm running an ABA team. But I could see why people think it is. Have you seen a lot of RPS where you're running triple water? Because I feel like that also makes it hard to be RPS on you.
I mean, you have like your matchups like with like double, like triple water. Like if you have a Dedane, you're just kind of like praying. You do as much waterfall damage on the Dedane with your Empoleon. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, it's like the same concept that you're having, like do as much damage if it's like a Pokemon that's strong against all three of your Pokemon. Same thing with Empoleon, right? Like, Magnezone, like the waterfall damage, you know, do as much damage and throw in good timing, you take two shields, whatever. But yeah, for the most part, I would say, like, I don't think I've necessarily had an RPS, I don't think. Because if you think about it, like, what is there anything that really walls an Azu that has Play Rough and Hydro? And you're talking on mute.
The same thing that makes my life a living hell, Ferrothorn.
Okay, Ferrothorn. So I
have seen a lot of Ferrothorns are switching off of Thunderbolt or Thunder to Flash Cannon, which I got caught twice with today.
Okay.
Because I'm like, oh, I can take a Power Whip. I can take a Thunder.
Right.
I cannot take a Flash Cannon, sir.
Yeah, Ferrothorn is another one that's really tricky for my team. I want to see Ferrothorn on Empoleon. I would say Azu, I think, into Ferrothorn. Like, I could see, the thing is, I won't expect like an Escav and then like a Ferrothorn, like, unless if they're running kind of like an ABA team. I don't know.
I've seen an ABB with both those a couple times today. Just be aware as you're climbing up through the 26, 27s. I've seen a couple of them today.
I was like, I definitely, hopefully, don't see that. I've seen so many freaking Azu leads, like, so many. It's insane. And against an Empoleon, it's not bad. But I mean, like, yeah, I would say Ferrothorn is probably the only one, but there isn't that many Ferrothorns because I'm starting to see a lot more Turtonators, like a lot. So I think a lot of people are like, and then that kind of goes back to like, okay, I'm going to stick to this team because the meta does shift, but it kind of goes back to how it was at some point. It goes in a circle at some point. So, I personally haven't seen it as an RPS, so that's kind of why I've been climbing a little bit and I like it. Because you can come out of any matchup, even like a Hydro Pump on the Empoleon does a lot. So, like, things like that. Like, I don't see it being.
I feel like it's a healthier meta than it was in Ultra League, actually, in my opinion.
I don't remember how it was in Ultra League.
it was the Giratina Tapu Fini Cup. Like, that was okay. Every bit of the cup.
Okay, I think I'm starting to remember now.
Also, please, for all that is good and holy, if you're going to run Galarian Weezing, remove Brutal Swing.
Oh yeah, people are running Sludge. I've seen
Sludge
that.
Sludge Overheat is your moveset. That's been your helpful reminder.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've seen everyone running, so.
Yeah. I got Brutal Swing twice today.
And I'm like,
because it was on my Tapu Fini, and I'm like, well, I'm just going to, I'll take one Sludge. Brutal Swing. Oh no, sir. You're getting farmed down now.
Pew, 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 pew. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't. Yeah, I definitely don't know. At first, it was, I think it was suggested Brutal Swing, but then it got changed.
Yeah, it has gotten changed. That's literally everything this week.
Yeah, it's wild. It's like barely anything. I'm just excited for
an hour and a half show here. People are going to rage.
I don't even remember. I don't even know how much we're at, but yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, I don't even
people are probably like wondering, what do you mean you guys don't know where it's at? We went through a struggle this episode.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we can go answer their questions then.
Yeah, I guess.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
As always, if you would like to ask us questions, you can by simply sending us a tweeter, a message on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, email, or ask in the You Want Answer section of our Discord. First up this week, we have Zimbo Hannon. In early rounds at regional championships, why are the lowest seed trainers matched against the highest seed? Because that's how seeding works.
I was going to say, isn't that like how sports work?
Yep.
I mean,
the one plays the eight, the one in the NBA, the one plays the 16 in college basketball. It's just how it works. And I know I say this as someone that's going to be the lowest seed in Knoxville because I have done exactly zero.
I think I have like 15, maybe.
I have nothing this season, and I'm okay with that. I'm going to have a good time. I'm not trying to qualify for Worlds this year. Like, it's just something I knew I wouldn't time wise have the ability to do. I'm going to hang out with my friends and have some fun. That's what I'm doing. But I'm still going to play and I'm still going to try because maybe I go on some crazy run and end up winning Knoxville. It could happen.
Who knows? Yeah, I believe in you. Me and you in the finals easily.
Yeah, easy. Let's go.
But like the funny thing is a lot of people actually didn't know how the seeding works, maybe, I guess. Like, is it like, I think it's based on like how much championship points you have, right?
Correct.
So the more you attend, the higher the seeding you are. So that's why he mentioned that he's going to be
the more you win.
The more you win. Yeah. So, because like I actually brought this up to him. I'm like, why is like this person higher than this other person? Because I would say like I would consider them a little bit better player, but they're lower. But then that's just because they don't have they didn't play as many tournaments. If that makes sense. So now I'm like, okay, now I understand. I get it.
Yep. Catterson asks, with the current formats being what they are, what, in the host opinion, is the best rotation / schedule TCG with quarterly new cards and a yearly removal of older cards? VGC, please check my count, but approximately every 2 months, I think it's 2 to 3 months, but can be longer depending upon Pokemon Company release schedule. Or is it go with a fixed quarterly move update? Ooh, I wish Asher was here to answer this, give his opinion on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I think, in my opinion, TCG is the worst at this point. It goes too long between meta shifts.
So you like it to be changed more frequently?
I think so.
So, okay, this is good to bring up with go, because if we're talking about competitively, which I'm assuming that's what they're talking about. There has been times where Go didn't even really like change. Like
the first season, they specifically would not allow it to change.
Yeah. So like, I mean, this past season, obviously we see how much of a difference it is from the previous one. So if it continues like this, okay, I like that. But in terms of what, like, which one's the best? I don't really watch VGC like that. I would say I'm just being a little biased. I'm going to say go. But in terms of worse, yeah, I probably would say like TCG new cards. Well, it's, I don't know how quarterly new cards. Is that 3 months?
Yeah. About every 3 months they get new cards, but the things don't age out till, once a year or so or more.
So they just add more stuff. They don't remove. Okay. I see. Yep. I don't know.
And VGC is also the same way, where it's they just add more Pokemon, they don't remove them. I think Go is the best. I think TCG is the worst. And that's specifically because the meta gets stale very easily. Yes, there is some meta shakeups, but we've been talking about competitive TCG since September, and we've also been talking about the same 8 decks pretty much since September.
That's fair.
How many different Pokemon and Go and VGC have we talked about since then?
Yeah, there hasn't really, like, yeah, so, since September, since Obsidian Flames came out, which I think was around that time. Mm-hmm. So it has definitely been a while. Okay, I can definitely agree in terms of that. If I'm being biased, it would be Go, TCG, VGC, but realistically speaking, you're not wrong.
Yeah, but I'm not saying any of them are wrong either.
For yeah, their I mean, style. Yeah, I like I mean, them.
Honestly, with TCG, because of the actual money cost into it, I get leaving it stale for a little while.
Oh, yeah, that is very true, actually, now that you mentioned it.
Yeah.
Oh.
For Go, I think this season has proven that if they do a good job with the seasonal updates, it is the best possible scenario.
It keeps it fresh every three months?
Every 3 months. And even so, the potentially with different things like Annihilate getting added mid-season can drastically change it as well.
Yeah.
If Annihilate gets the right moveset, Polly's out. Vigoroth is out.
Yeah.
Because you just wall Vigoroth.
What
regardless
about...
Regardless of the moveset, you wall Vigoroth.
Oh, shit. You're right. I mean, it could potentially... actually, never mind. Not so much Deoxys, I guess. I mean, it could hit it back.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just depends on the movesets. But I don't know. This seems very, very fun and interesting for sure.
So I that's why I think Go is better, because they have the ability, and I'm not saying they always think it through, but
yeah.
They have the ability to consistently keep changing up the meta, and they've shown they're willing to do it, which is good for the game.
Yeah, and again, this is just like in terms of best rotation schedule. We're not talking about everything else.
Yeah. Correct. We're talking about rotations here. Catfish Camaro asked a very good question. Morals of GTS obtained Pokemon. I've recently GTS traded a few times to get Paradox forms like Raging Bolt, Iron Crown, etc. But almost all the ones I've gotten were caught in the wrong game. Like Iron Crown saying it was caught in Scarlet. That's the Violet exclusive. Should I care? Should I try to get legit versions or pretend I didn't notice? I want to hear Dino's feedback first before I say anything.
I'm assuming whatever... This is funny, because I'm like, first of all, before I say anything, what is GTS?
The Global Trade System.
How oh, I got what my, you were talking about. Okay. I'm going to say, if you're competing, maybe you won't need the legit version. But if you're just like competing like in our tournaments, I'm sure we don't care. I mean, it's whatever. It's same thing. But, if you're not competing competitively, no, you shouldn't care. That's basically what I think.
For your dex entry, who cares? Who gives a crap? Get the dex entry, be done with it. If you're competing in our tournaments, we're not going to go checking for hack things. Please don't, purposely hack things in. We don't support that. We're not trying to encourage that. But if you use it, so be it. I'm fairly certain the Rillaboom that I'm using, the shiny, is not legitimate. It just seems a little too good to be true.
Probably.
But it's a friendly tournament. So for things like that, absolutely be okay with it. Anything you're doing with official Pokemon, make sure 100% you have legitimate Pokemon. That's what I'll leave it at.
Double check.
Double check, triple check, quadruple check.
Yeah.
Check your checks. Because here's the thing, they are now actually, in the last year, drastically cracking down on it. to the point multiple former Worlds competitors have been banned.
Damn.
Yes.
Jesus, I didn't know it was that serious.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, so, yeah, I wouldn't dare ever take this to a legitimate tourname, but for things like our little tourney, I ain't going to, I don't have enough time to validate it. I barely, I had enough time to build my team this week.
There you go.
And I'm going to struggle to find time to play all my matches this month.
Oh, okay, okay.
Remember, I'm going to be in the wonderful world of Chicago.
Oh, fucking cold. That's frozen.
It's cold here, dude.
Can't imagine up there.
6 degrees right now.
It's probably worse. It's
pouring of snow.
Oh, God. Is it possible that you can't even fly out?
There is a small chance. Small chance.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Well, that's a show.
God, I promise. Actually, I can't promise it's going to be longer next week. But
I guarantee it will be longer and much more entertaining next week.
When do you expect the news for the Annihilate, like the moves that come out?
Probably before the show next week.
Oh, like when? Wait, you mean this? Wait, Annihilate comes out this week.
Exactly.
So you're talking about Wednesday, like Thursday?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I expect the moves for Annihilate to come out on Friday when it's released.
The day of?
Probably, because if they even remember to update it.
Fuck.
If they don't, then I'm actually okay because it has good moves right now.
Yeah, I don't mind the moves that it has. But.
Exactly. But very important note, Annihilate will not be eligible this weekend.
Yeah.
It is released on Friday.
Right.
It must be released 24 hours before an official event.
Right.
Not released till 10 a.m. and the event starts at 9 a.m., it is not eligible.
So if it was on a Thursday,
yes,
we would have been good.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm very happy they did it this way. And I think it was deliberate. Oh, but for Knoxville Dino and Liverpool, we actually have
Liverpool.
To
make, fuck.
Yeah, the good news is we're going to see Liverpool before we have to lock in our Knoxville teams.
I'm interested to see what's going to happen there.
Yep. So, but that's a show. Before we wrap, we want to give a big thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. If you want to support us, you can for as little as $1 a month. All that data will be in the show notes. That does gain you access to our amazing Patreon Discord. A huge shout out to our BTW Network streamers, LylesJeff3, Confession, Kyle Throws, Mythical Hitch, Evan777713, King Alexander, and Gracie Z on Twitch. All their links will be in the show description as well. Shout out to our Coach's Corner supporters, Blind Craziness, Field Super, Graves, Herm13, Amulex, Moshpit, Ryan in Hood, Sasha McGriddle, ShoeStar1, SlimSadie2, The Moustached Golem, The Soup Nasty, Tioga Patriot, Uncle B-Stud, and Unbreakable. Our BTW Legends, Clifford Mert, Dave49 Raptor, E110, GBO Luke, Hisuian Ryan, King Tom, Rogue King 11, and Macho Man 2013. Our Discord admins, Fish on a Heater, LylesJeff3, and Reyes683. For more exciting content, you can find us over on our YouTube channel, BTW PvP Official, or Twitch, Beginner to Winner PvP. Make sure you are following us on our socials, Twitter at BTW PvP Podcast. You can always email us, info@thebtwpvp.com. Links for our merch store, Patreon, and our friends over at the Roundtable Chat will be on our fantastic website, btwpvp.com. If becoming a Patreon is not your thing, the best way you can do to help our show is spread the word. Give us a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening on, and just make sure that we do get the word out about the show. We do greatly appreciate all the love and support. And finally, thank you all for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP Podcast. I'm WildcatDad17.
And I'm Dino. Until next time, good luck and get good.
That was a smooth end of the show, Reed.
Right? I was like, God damn, I see you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.